is the website.
We're on. There you go, Steve. Hang us.
Hang over there. They've switched it off. All very ominous.
Dave,
$10, what are you talking about?
Pass, that's fine. Okay, while you're up, can you pass me my pencil?
I got a new pencil, as my old one went missing at work, which is very mean.
That's that thing, yeah. Mowing the lawn inside?
Yeah, we're going to get lots of background, though. Mowing the lawn in the dark.
Yes, I know. That's what they do in Bradford. They mow at night.
This is my new pencil. Isn't it good?
What the heck is that?
It's a Euro Pen pencil.
A Euro Pen pencil?
Yes. Lindsay doesn't like them, but I do, because I've got a pen version.
What is that thing on the end?
It's a rubber. It's a razor.
Why is it like that?
Because then you take a point.
It's supposedly ergonomically shaped to write better, but all it does is it hurts my hand.
Seems no different than anything else.
I quite like it.
You just shift the actual end of the tip.
The other thing is you can actually see what you're writing a bit better because you don't get in the way. There's a big gap.
I can see what I'm writing anyway.
I know what I'm writing.
I'm not an idiot.
Paul, did you happen to have a look at the books that you've got that you think I might be interested in?
No, you need to come round. Okay. So you need to show me what you're interested in because I can't second guess your course stuff.
Look.
Besides the ceramics one, which is...
If you run out, you take this off here and you shove it in the back here. And a new one pops out of this hole here.
Well done.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Is that a role player's pencil?
I think so. It's a gadget pencil.
No, this is a role player's pencil. That's what Dungeons and Dragons 30th anniversary.
Well, this is a
spiky, I won't be getting any more.
Spiky gadget pencil.
The source of this has now been cut off.
What? Oh, the traveling man.
Wow, you pee pencils.
What?
Yeah. Wow. Actually, I could make a living at that, unfortunately.
Peeing pencils?
Yeah, it'd have to be a lot. But, unless there were deluxe pencils.
I don't know. I think probably, even if it was a relatively small number of pencils, you could find some way of making a living if you could pee pencils.
Yeah. It's true. There'd be
that's
some,
certainly on display. Ones come from.
Possibly they're some travelling show in America.
I pee pencils! I pee freely.
That would be quite.
I don't think you'd pee freely if pencils were coming out.
No, there'd be a lot. There'd be
quite reticent about going to the bathroom.
At least my pencil's got lead in it. What can I say?
Oh ho! Right, we're at the start of session 26. It is the 8th of September. Steve, can you grab me that pink L off my desk?
Is it the 8th of September today?
Eight. It's the 8th, yeah.
So tomorrow marks 1 year since I've got Gone Adventuring 9th of September 2004. That's on my character.
All we have to do is keep going past midnight.
Yes! Which is not too far away.
So written on this, I have Bacon Sandwich. No. These are the people who last month...
We've got an NPC called Bacon Sandwich.
Have been
you've
very...
You've used my list, you git. I wondered where that had gone.
It's only a pencil.
Yeah, but I wondered where that had gone.
Well, my H's weren't open, so
it was swallowed up by the world's largest dungeon book.
No, it was next to the desk, so I wrote on it. Right. People who have donated for last month. An anonymous donator.
Anonymous.
Inoua4. Tom Bedlam. Egar Inc. I'm still not sure how to say that.
We got told off and I'll
be
open it. We're
not very good at the pronunciation.
More than one post telling us how
the problem is there are many posts telling me how to pronounce it, but I can read it and then my brain just forgets it, unfortunately. How would you pronounce it? Does anyone actually remember?
Egar Inc.
There, we'll go with Lindsay's. Rilatan has put one up. His miniatures are incidentally very nice on his little...
He's got a link on the foot.
He has, they're very shiny. Yeah. And Count Chocula.
Fantastic name.
I like that one. Yeah, I like that a lot. I've all donated to the wondrous.
And
thank you very much.
I know Werewolf Paladin has donated since.
He was on the list today. So
that's today. That's all very good.
Thank you very much to everyone who donates because it really helps with the bandwidth bills.
It does. Yes, it does.
Soon
we shall have a server of our own.
Yeah. Do you know how many of those cost?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
many Earth pounds.
Well, they will soon be able to increase the bandwidth.
We shouldn't have to increase bandwidth for quite a while yet.
Hopefully. Yeah.
We are increasing in our
uptake.
Yeah, uptake without actually.
We're still within our new limits.
Yeah.
Which is quite a high limit.
It is. We doubled it, so hopefully it should take a while before we max it out again. But iTunes again is...
Thank God we're not doing video.
iTunes is never going to happen. We need an actual server for that.
You need like EN World scale.
The next package up is called Virtual Server.
Yeah.
And after that, you have to get a real one.
Yeah, and real ones cost, and there's no support.
No.
Which is, you actually owned the box
yes.
that sat there. Well, even though it's in another country.
I think we pay for a little monkey to polish it.
Well,
polish
probably,
my box,
yeah,
little monkey.
I think that's called prostitution, I'm not quite sure.
What, paying for someone to polish
your
box?
You're on your nose again.
Oh, I'm a man, what can I say, where is it, where?
Just put it down.
There it is, here. Gone now.
Hair monster, plus three
Anybody
attacks.
Want my husband? Anybody?
No, actually, I wouldn't say that on order, you never know who might be. Not necessarily female.
Yeah, you can pay via PayPal.
Yeah. How about?
Unlike Rich Burlow.
Ooh, sting!
Sorry, all the,
my issues with Oots have now been resolved.
Paul has complained like a bitch about his order of the stick book.
I complained very politely and forcefully. Like
and then Rich Burlow said he lied when he actually hadn't, that there were books in England, and there actually are, because Fanboy 3 have some.
And then I proved it.
And then he said, look at this link, Fanboy 3 have books, why the hell haven't we got our money back? And he said he's moving house. And it's just a matter of just putting it off, and putting it off, and putting it off, and putting it off. I want my money, goddammit. I wanted my book, but now I want my cash back. I am going to America in less than a fortnight, and I can just buy one there.
Apparently, the only shop, he said, on the latest...
That's a load of crap. They're in every Borders in the States, aren't they?
Well,
he said
they're only in Borders, but... I didn't think it was very sanguine of him to call me a liar when I wasn't.
You've made a dime worth failing, was here.
But,
in the stick of Steve Battleman.
That's all been resolved now. So I have no more issues with Order of the Stick. That
but we can still moan like bitches about it.
Yeah.
And his terrible customer service. Absolutely appalling customer service.
I was not impressed with it.
No,
it
was
certainly
not.
Certainly having emerging customer service, it's not...
I haven't read it since, to be quite honest. I haven't read it in months.
Read my last post. Anyway.
Yes.
All done as far as
enough
I'm concerned.
For whining.
And I wish him best
of luck
in the future.
Thanks to the regular subscribers. They're all very nice people.
Oh, yes, they are.
Indeed. We love them a lot. And I've managed to fix 25, so we actually get the end of it. Thank you very much.
What was wrong with that? Was it just...
It was cut off an upload.
Sorry.
Yeah, it cut off an upload. It's fine on the recorder. It's fine on my hard drive. It was fine when I split it for the main release, but I hadn't noticed that it only uploaded 2/3 of the actual audio.
Oh, right.
For some reason, it went boop, boop, and lost it.
People were very patient there, because normally they would jump
Although
down.
They said, well, jumping a bit down. They're good people.
I'm saying other people,
that's what I'm saying. There's three of them, so there was not a big enough group of them to make sure it wasn't just them.
Yeah, we have about six patrons, actually.
No, that's what I'm saying, is that...
We have about five or six patrons.
It was nice of them not to do, because they could, quite reasonably.
Where's my things?
I don't think they were completely sure whether it was just them or
I had that problem last year on something, and it was just the server temporarily
had
in my net connection.
Yeah.
It's, you know, actually we do remarkably well for consistency overall.
Oh yeah, I'm currently starting uploading it now.
Grumpy.
In fact, it's uploading in the corner as we speak. You're not grumpy, my love, you're lovely.
But thank you to patrons and supporters, because it really, really does make a difference.
And all the people who put a poll that said I should get my one back. Yay.
And you're currently winning 2-1, which is scary enough.
Unfortunately, there's only one vote that counts.
Counts, yes, it's not a democracy.
I bet it wasn't. Yes.
Actually, there's two votes that count, but
Just remember, I am married to the GM.
Okay.
Bad things can happen to you.
Tharapil's going to wake up one night with a halfling infiltrating his orifices.
I know exactly where it is.
Tharapil will wake up with Palin dead on the floor.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, because it just reminds me of like James Herriot with a cow and an arm. Get it out.
Have you strapped it to the evil, evil sword of doom and locked it in the box?
Yeah, but she's a rogue.
Unfortunately, I don't know that.
Unfortunately, it's DC 50 to open those locks.
I just think it's such a shame that I might actually have to stop playing, because the only thing that I liked about my character has been stolen from me.
It's
how
all
unfortunate
right.
with that be?
Tell you what, I'll orchestrate a deck of many things into your pocket.
No! I've got
you can kill yourself merrily.
I've actually got a deck from Dragon. I haven't cut it off yet.
There is one
in 15 years.
There is one in the book somewhere. A deck of many things, and
it's
that,
just
that's even more fun than
I
a one.
It would be such a shame to lose my character just because
I didn't have my toy anymore.
A deck of many things is one of the ultimate player character temptations, because you can get some really
Level,
nice things out
yes,
of it.
Yes, I'm dead. No,
you can be annihilated, and it's on the turn of a card. It's like.
See, the way I see it, Hal's now giving me an option to that would be much more harmful. So I think it was in Steve's best interest now to actually give me the one
or,
that
or,
there's far less chance of people dying.
I'm sure there's an orb of annihilation in here somewhere.
Oh, no.
If you just let my paints work, I'd be happy.
Your paints do work.
Oh, no.
You just have to learn to draw.
You just need to learn the skill, craft painting. And then you'll be able to
you've
do
got
it.
Got another hair in your mouth. It's still there. It's really minging.
It's going to stay there. I'm going to name it and keep it as a pet.
Just nail it to the table so you can't move.
I'm going to plait it like what Vikings used to do.
It's like their nose hair.
Plaited nasal hair.
Why don't you plait it to your ear hair? Then you can just have chains going across your cheek.
How Bajoran.
And then it's still there. You're minging. I don't want to be married to you anymore.
Aww. Apparently Demonix is back.
Yeah, yes. I saw him post. Hooray, hello Demonix.
He's made a level 60 character in World of Warcraft.
He's therefore completed current. Yeah, let's just hope they don't increase it to 90.
Well, they will eventually take the level cap off, or do they going to do hero level characters?
Epic.
Yeah,
super
epic.
Epic
characters. But for now, we have him back. Ray. He's six audios behind.
He's going to
do the maths. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much. It is much appreciated. It really helps when people.
I think it's because everyone was like, where is he?
Well, they're also asking for the JPEG versions, aren't they?
Oh, they probably got the PDFs. I mean, it's gone quite quiet on AEG recently, and Jim Pinto's left.
I know. How bad is that? Poor man. Obviously, been kicked out after this wondrous success of editing.
Well,
I could edit this allegedly.
He said in the EM World forums that he just left because he wanted to do other.
So I've got the writers for the person who wrote this area is called Jeff Stoltz and Richard Fares.
This is region.
And I'm clearly allergic.
Yeah.
Region C. Actually, Jim Pinto was the line developer. Oh no, Jim Pinto was also the editor. Why does he not have capital letters for his name? Why?
I don't know.
Is that the same as Mark Ryan? But
to be honest, I just get the feeling for a nearly 1,000-page book, it was put together quite quickly.
It was, yeah, it was. There are certain aspects of
the lack of artwork is a real kicker.
Surely the editing just consisted of putting section A in front of section B.
Well, yeah, making sure that was there.
Yeah. Knowing your alphabet. Not even all the way through.
You're a mean man. Wilburin. Whatever.
Yeah, everyone misses Garud.
Well, we know his body is.
You do, but you can't res him.
Resurrect until him we're about
you need to get true levels. Resurrection.
Every day. Do you not get resurrected?
I can reincarnate him.
What?
As a donkey.
A donkey. Hello, donkey. I can do with a donkey.
Are there any donkeys in?
Actually, Phantom Steed. Well, you could be
maybe
a phantom
back to
donkey.
Steve for 10 minutes.
You could be a phantom donkey.
It's not 10 minutes. It's a whole hour a level.
I'm going to ride you like a burro. Oh yeah. Okay.
Oh my goodness. Right. At the end of last game, I believe you killed some bats after
the dire bat room in C5. I believe.
Yes, the dire bat room of
C5. Why not work?
Which was a bit rubbish. Really.
It was a bit.
Killed it, and then there was shag all there.
A bit crap, really. There was the disease. Which is why you rested outside of room C5. I don't know whether you rested, actually. You just went out of C5 and we stopped.
Disease, aim to please.
You also slayed the wondrous NPCs who had been sucking your XP at the same time as wanting to suck your...
There's nothing like magic missile in the back.
They did well. I'm sure I get rid of that damn sword.
Oh, we're not using the damn sword. What's the problem?
We'd like to. Their boss would have loved that damn sword. Then when you found the boss, he'd have been so much nicer.
Oh, we could have done a trade. Just like Bastion did with the dire fiendish gnoll.
Do you really want to give a pit fiend or whatever the hell it is, a sword that does a d8 plus 3 plus 5 d6 plus strength bonus?
He promised he wouldn't use it against
quite
us.
High.
I'm sure he wouldn't lie to us.
In the World's Largest Dungeons Frequently Asked Questions section, somebody said that I should be made axiomatic. I don't know what that means, but it sounds
you
really
should be
good.
Made axiomatic.
Yeah. Can Phelan be axiomatic? Would she glow? Would she go, ah? I think it's
yes,
it's basically the opposite of anarchic.
Yeah. Have you seen Fifth Element and Lilo?
You'd be lawful.
Yeah. You'd be super lawful.
Oh, God.
With extra
you're going to cast a spell today. I want you to do magic.
I don't know how to do that. What spells do I have? I completely forgot that I can cast spells.
I think it was Detect Secret Doors.
Damn, the Dungeon Police are after
it. Which is a bit rubbish.
I've got Detect
Hang on, let me call for work and tell them to stop it.
Yeah, I went out and seen the crime yesterday.
It was very cool.
Which one did you
get? They did lots of burglary and photographed me in dreams and looked at dead people and photographs. It was very cool. You're assuming that no one actually knows this audio at work.
So that's a good brownie point.
So can I do that now?
It's not a work related, it was on my own time.
Yes, I know, but it's good.
I'm trying to...
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying is...
Does that mean I've learnt that one?
Yeah, I wasn't wanting to work. I was wanting to attach, to wander around with the software. Do and get in there and say hi. Hopefully, then when the job comes up, 400 odd people apply for it. Name a bit better.
Yeah.
Mainly because I'm going to email them back again.
All right. Thank you. I know your face. You're the one who stole that limb.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Shit.
Damn, they noticed. It was so tasty. But I couldn't help it.
Right. Yes. You're outside of the main temple. C5.
It's a temple.
It was a temple. Yes.
Temple of the Dire Bats.
You are here on the map.
Oh my god! It's a bat cave.
You are here on the map. On the map here.
Oh my god, we're in the middle of it.
Fuzzy white area.
In a corridor. Woohoo! For the corridors. Who said they quit this game? Is that just the corridors? Was it Chris?
Me!
Oh no, Chris's game exploded.
It is just corridors and corridors, which reminds me.
Neil killed everybody.
It's completely off topic, but save that for later. I don't know if you've seen it. It's free.
The Age of the Awakening, free introductory scenario. Gazing into you includes everything you need to play.
Richard said that's very good.
Ooh, Mac, have a go at this.
I actually picked it up from Travelling Man when I used to work there. So
quit moaning, you bitch. You're happy to be out. You know it.
I want my cash.
Now I have to find another role-playing...
Yeah. Put the book down.
Now I have to find another role-playing company to associate with. If there are any role-playing companies listening that would like to be associated with.
Fanboy, whatever random number it is, he's got on the end.
Three. Fanboy 3. Their website...
As in Fanboy 3. Well. He's busy running his shop.
He's mostly busy running his shop. Perhaps you should offer to run his website.
Money in it, but, probably not.
Freebies.
Freebies are good.
We'll work for freebies. That's a nice film, Mrs. Blaze. Mrs. Blaze. You're outside the room.
Dice shoved somewhere.
I tried that, I didn't feel it.
Like tie beads. You could do like a whole game of line, just dice chains together.
As long as it's not a D4, because they're the worst.
I've got a foam one.
For the ultimate in pain. D4s chained together.
D4 thing is just all corner of foam dice.
You could do a whole set chained together.
I think you may be overestimating the market for dice-based sex aid.
Then again, maybe not.
Do you feel lucky tonight? You've got a whole scheme there.
It's a D100, and whoa, boy.
You ever play that again?
The world is my witness.
I understand this the skills can fire... ping pong ball of that. I'm not sure about D20.
D100s.
Yeah, and you see what number is. A bit difficult to tell what they land on, but
Dragon Maid.
Look, this is between this is just between the five of us and the 25,000 other people who listen.
Yeah. So. Right. We're outside of room C5. You have killed bats, you have killed succubuses. You wandered around this general area.
No more pluralisation.
No. Okay,
you'll notice that in this new room we're now playing. I have a dictionary at hand,
which is very important for playing pluralisation.
Just an idiot's guide to Wicca and witchcraft.
Yeah, I have lots of idiot's guides lying around. I now have the dummy's guide to
Dungeons and Dragons,
which, to be honest, is quite an alright read.
Is this where you slap us down for role playing too much?
Yeah. All right. there is a general overtone in the book that says that rolling diplomacy rather than talking to someone is the way to go.
As in actually physically talking to someone.
And to be honest, if we'd have done that, you'd probably be in area N by now.
Damn, let's get on with it. Roll, guys.
Otherwise, finding the right way.
Well, we've rolled our way out of the dungeon.
Otherwise, it's quite good. All in all, it's the sort of text shows you what to do and how to play the game and what feats to take and why you would take them. All in all, for monkeys.
So we have to watch our roleplay ratio to make sure we stay within the target.
It's also what kind of spells a wizard would learn for being a blasty wizard or a utility wizard. And it's quite good.
Oh, the Power Gamer's Guide to Wizards.
But I bet it doesn't do clerics very well.
It doesn't do
clerics very well.
It does a bit on clerics, whether you're a healy cleric or a tourney cleric or what feature. It's all about me maxing, dude.
Anyway, don't you have that in the Book of Exalted Deeds or Exalted Cheese or whatever they call it?
Yeah, Book of Exalted Cheese. Right, we're on. Outside C5.
Aye.
I believe you've come from this direction, and you were heading in this direction, I believe.
C5. Clive Sinclair's worst invention ever.
It was rather quite bad.
Oh my lord.
As it's a big disease filled room.
Oh no, okay.
Send the cleric in.
Oh no, you are right. Oh my god, you're right. You mentioned you can't get out north of this area. You're right, you can't get out north. Oh dear. All right.
Why in the world would you ever question Steve's knowledge ever?
Don't you have your own? Doesn't Steve have his own forum thread, like Ask Uncle Steve or D&D
questions? I'm gonna have to put one there.
Steve should have his own forums because you're a D&D guru. Look, how many books do you
have?
You have a pile like 2 feet tall.
Steve is the D&D guru. Are you gonna have your own forum now?
Yeah, you can have your own.
Ask Uncle Steve, the D&D guru.
Yeah, ask Bastion.
But I failed my master GM test.
Yes, but Nick only passed it because he hacked the website.
Shh.
Sorry, he didn't really break into wizards.com
and find all the answers.
No, he did not do that.
Because he had some really random question on alignment.
Which, yeah. Don't worry about it.
What is alignment?
You don't want to be a master GM. You already are an actual good GM and know all the rules. It's just that their daft test is silly. Yeah. Let's go. Right.
They should ask you about the questions they should ask.
You're outside of... Because we make up proper rules as we go. Outside of C5...
Because Steve Lees is very good at this.
We need to rewrite Grapple. Really, really we do.
More baby oil.
In the middle of nowhere. Where are you going?
We go south, because we've not been that way.
Oh, I see. You go south. Okay, you follow the corridors. You reach a door.
Woohoo.
It's not locked.
My God,
it's not
a corridor trapped. With a door.
Yeah.
Alright, it leads into another corridor. It leads down to the south. You have a leg leading off to the east, and further on, another leg leading off to the east.
Oh. First east?
Yeah.
Yeah, good for me.
You follow the corridor to the east. It bears to the north.
Oh, my hit points are down, by the way. Did I recover those back?
No.
Yeah, no, we're rested.
In the wall ahead of you, there is a door. The corridor heads up to the north, and the corridor gets thinner. And then ends in a door to the north as well. So you have a door to the east, and a door to the north at the thinner corridor.
Try the first door?
Yeah, sure. The first door? Okay.
Is it trapped?
Make me a roll.
Okay, I quite like this playing search. 21.
You don't think it's trapped?
Is it locked?
You don't think
so. I open the door.
You open the door. Though it is easy to determine this chamber once served as a living room, the current state of disrepair implies someone took great pains to destroy that which was not worth escaping with. Dark stains splatter the walls and floor, broken pieces of glass, wood and stone are piled in a great heap.
It's a room full of rubbish and broken stuff.
Well?
Search the room for a pointless.
Let me roll.
I keep an eye on the door.
So do I.
33.
Flippin' heck.
Natural 20 from the room.
Natural 20!
Somewhat less than 33.
Okay, let's see. A DC 20 search check.
Ha!
You discover cracked floor tile broken when the room's contents were piled onto the floor. Underneath it is a small diary and a holy symbol of some kind attached to a silver chain with a broken clasp.
Oh. What's the room number?
The room number is C7.
C7.
Laris, I found this thing. I think you might want it.
Oh, okay.
It's a holy thing. Look, on the chain. It's very pretty.
There it is.
Guess whose? It's a holy symbol of that man we decided to alter us to.
Sean
McCall.
Okay.
Because I'm not going with this tiny unknown deity who, to be quite honest, doesn't exist and shouldn't be.
You must not deviate from the book.
Because otherwise he wouldn't exist. There already is a deity that does his job.
Yes.
In Faerun. In Greyhawk, go with this deity. Because otherwise there isn't one. Yes, you reckon it's probably worth about 250 gold pieces.
Actually, it's not bad per weight. It's
and there's a diary.
So perhaps you should... Take this and take it back to the church.
Dungeon Diaries? Woohoo!
Can I read the diary?
Maybe, depending on the language.
It's common.
Cool.
Does it have a title?
The first page is a rather verbose title.
There and back again.
The Diary of Thomas Corsack, Paladin of Sean de Call. The Vigilant.
Not Traveller. Too vigilant.
Is this plot?
King of the Oceans.
Throw away.
Being a diary pertaining to the personal events of life and service as squire to my brother, Jeff.
Jeff
Corsack, and to my queen.
That's almost as good as Kevin Landwaster.
What? Next to Jeff Corsack, the words brother
The words "the Gold General" are written and circled as if added at a much later date.
Gold! Gold!
Written in much smaller text at the bottom of the page is an additional subtitle, "and being the record of the calling as we travel to a post my lord has given us to turn the tide as my queen instructed."
God, he was bored!
I'll put it in my bag and read it later. I'll have it as good evening reading.
Yeah, help them.
That sounds dangerously like plot. I think we should avoid it.
Oh, yes, I think I'll just have some racy paladin's diaries. I don't think so.
Put it in my bag.
Probably.
How racy is a paladin's diary going to be?
You should just find something to kill.
How racy is a paladin?
Yeah, is there anything in the dummy's guide about avoiding plots whenever possible?
To preempt the fact that this will start a forum thread, Sean DeCall has no paladins, except in... I don't see why lawful good characters are the only ones that can have paladins, because I think it's absolutely bloody stupid.
Yes.
Well, everyone should be allowed paladins.
It's that whole polytheism thing, to be honest.
Well, no, you think about it. Lawful good characters have cleric. Lawful good gods have clerics and paladins. Why don't they rule the world?
Well, this is... But the whole... You know, the whole polytheistic
lawful
thing.
Good.
Oh, yes, of course.
You've got a world full of many gods, right?
Nice and happy.
But the D&D system works on a kind of more medieval system where you only worship one at once. Whereas in the Greco-Roman... Hey, you've got 20 gods. Well, you worship that god for that, and this god for this, and I want 10 gods at once.
The issue is that only lawful good gods can have paladins.
No, but it's also related to the issue of I want 14 different gods.
Yeah, I want my wand back.
Which I disagree, because there's a holy... Yeah, Sean McCall's would be a holy liberator, wouldn't he?
Cool, I'm going to worship him. He'll liberate my wand from you.
Yeah, he'd be closer to a holy liberator than a paladin.
That's liberator, not violent.
He's still a paladin. He's a holy warrior of Sean McCall.
He's a holy paladin.
Room number C7.
Okay, where then?
Faris, will you look after this holy symbol? Because I don't think that I'm a good enough person to look after it, and I think you should look after it. And I'll look after the diary. Here you go, it's a present.
I'll look after it for you. I shall give it back to the church when we get out.
There's something wrong. I think it's a doppelganger. That can't be our rogue. No!
You must have found something else more valuable as well.
Yes! Damn!
Do you want me to write down?
It's a book of magic, isn't it? It must be mine!
Right, well, there's a corridor...
North then.
Oh, my apologies. There is a door in this room that isn't mentioned anywhere in the description in the eastern wall.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
My apologies. It's on the map, but not in the description.
Ah! Has anyone noticed the door?
The door is closed.
I will check the door traps.
Huzzah!
25.
Immediately 25.
Do you not think the door is trapped?
Is the door unlocked?
The door is unlocked.
Ooh. I will open the door next time.
I will. Ooh. We don't open the door.
We'll in. Bravely opens the door.
And finally pronounce his name.
Yeah, it's taken me like several sessions to work.
Faris was quite hard.
Faris, I keep forgetting.
Another collection of debris is stacked in the centre of this room. The eastern wall is covered with black soot around the remains of a charred husk of a door. Despite the signs of fire damage coming from the next room, this pile of debris is built with non-combustible materials like twisted metal, broken stone and mortar.
Why would they mention that?
There's a large pile of non-combustible material.
Can I search
non-combustible?
But they might be lying. They might say it's non-combustible so we don't burn it. In reality, it burns and lets us in.
Metal is difficult to burn.
Maybe it's fire that will burn down the whole dungeon a little bit.
Yes, but if you finely powder aluminium and mix it with iron
oxide. I shall search the room.
Elves are great in the ways of metal using, you see. They don't notice.
Nice. It's really funny. Anyone specifically looking finds this, otherwise a DC 25 search check is required to uncover it. Well done. You find a secret compartment underneath another secreted floor tile.
You can tell because it's got a big S written on it, for secret.
You open it. Very good. Inside is a leather parchment travelling case.
Okay.
Oh, the scrolls!
Ooh, you can cure that with one that.
Magic scrolls!
Yes!
Travelling case.
Yeah. It contains documents, two quills, and a vial of dried ink.
God, this is the writing section of the dungeon, isn't it? We have to read, be literate.
Damn. The documents contain duty rosters and work assignments for 41 people. Various maps of the land surrounding the dungeon.
Ooh.
Most maps have markings denoting the lines of travel various individuals took to arrive at the garrison. These maps are all external, stopping at the entrance to the dungeon.
Was that the entrance that we came in? Is it recognisable as the entrance that we came in?
It's the same route, and then there's a couple of doors.
There's
a couple
big sign that says Dead Titan Paladin.
Yeah. Dead Titan here. The interior map of the garrison area is notably missing, although the duty rosters clearly make reference to it.
Hello, I'm too holy to suppose.
So, hang on. These guys coming, were they coming and going, or just coming in and not going out again? Because
you get the impression that they were a group of people who arrived here at different times and set up some kind of garrison.
And never left.
In this area.
What room is that? Is it the same room?
No, this is room C8.
But can we get any idea of time scale?
It was a while ago. A good while.
I can appraise it to how old it could be, wouldn't I? I'm not able to appraise it from its age. You can tell by the state of the parchment and the ink.
Perhaps.
I'm an archaeologist, you can.
Carbon dating. The ink is dry, so it has been a while.
Perhaps using our linguistic abilities, we could ascertain the archaicness of the language.
Yeah.
Good point.
Please don't make me look.
So, we're role-playing.
We don't know.
And you're still... Because you're lazy.
He's been reading that D&D book again.
Yeah, half.
Make a roll. Make a roll.
2 days old.
One.
It's at least a century ago.
Okay.
Might still be like.
As the ink is dry.
Are they human paladins? They could be
all
elves.
The stuff is long decaying in this pile.
Okay.
And dusty.
You can be a paladin.
There is another door which has been blasted and charred.
Like to check for traps.
Yes. That's probably a good sign to do that, isn't it? 29.
Okay. Oh, is this charred as in this material is non-combustible?
Let's
back out the room. Everybody's not fireproof.
The door to this room is heavily damaged and hangs from the frame upon a solitary hinge. The structure is essentially incinerated. The chamber itself is blackened with soot, covering the entire floor, walls and ceiling. A pile of ash in the centre of the room shows where an enormous fire blazed long ago.
Could be a trap.
Yes.
I know about fireballs.
I'm confused.
Next door.
Better make me a spot check. Whoever's poking their nose through the door.
Not me today.
18. I'm so used to saying 20 something. Yeah. Not a good one, it's not.
Actually, you don't need a spot check.
27.
Standing in the room.
It's a cyber demon. No!
You wish.
There's nothing
in front of a pile of shiny objects. And a large cot with a thick fur over the top of it is
troll baby.
You wish. I'll use the troll as a model though.
Oh dear.
I didn't say I wasn't there.
As we don't have
the stone the monster. Why? How can the monstrous man always work its way at the bottom of the pile?
Designed to do that.
Is it? It's designed to do that.
It slips through the other book.
Magically.
It's ethereal, thing, you know.
Is something that looks
I hate ethereal things!
Something that looks like that.
Oh, nice.
This here. It's a big green monster.
It does look a bit like this, actually.
A little bit.
Ho ho ho, green
a
giant.
A creature that looks like a portly giant dressed in shabby rags and furs. It has a third arm growing out of its chest. Its wide and slobbering mouth has curved tusks that jut from its lower jaw. It has tiny eyes, a small nose, and lopsided ears.
Which one's it called?
One huge and one tiny.
Ooh, dungeoneering skill, but I'm not there, so I can't use it.
You're going to be soon, aren't you?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Has it seen me?
Room.
Yes, he's aware of you because you've been in the other room. And there's still a door.
Does it make anything threatening? I wave.
It seems to be standing guarding
its cot. Its description sounds like it's very stupid.
I'll just wave.
Actually, this model isn't big enough.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll wave anyway.
It's all that we've got right now.
It's huge. Well,
there's that three-headed troll thing.
It's a huge creature. How many squares does that take up?
Nine
squares. It's a nine-square creature.
How big's the door?
It's blasted off its hinges. You think it would have trouble getting through the other door, but it probably could manage to bend down.
It would take time. It would slow
down faster than everyone.
Yeah.
You're waving.
Yeah.
We're not in the door.
What's that?
I'm waving. I'm trying to be friendly. It might not be bad.
I peer under people's legs or something. Have a look.
It might be a friend. Don't kill it yet. We've got to check.
Then again,
I might be able to hide this one. It's got three arms.
20 on dungeoneering.
It's not really a dungeon creature.
Hello?
It's a giant bloody dungeon.
Everything's in this dungeon.
That's why it should be useful skill.
Aberration. Would that be planes? Or is that? Oh, it comes under that. What did you get?
20.
It'll do. It's an Athash.
In my days, it was just for Morians. It'd be done with it.
It's an Athash. A three-armed giant.
Hello.
A thatch.
Does it not provide
common,
any useful information like they're notoriously immune to fire or acid or being hit really hard with sticks?
They are immensely strong.
Oh, well.
Susceptible to harsh language?
They smell bad. They stand some 18 feet tall
18
and weigh 4,500 pounds. They're fond of gems and crystals of all types.
Yep. Hi.
And,
so they weigh 2 tons and are 2 stories tall. Oh my god.
Hello.
It has an enormous club.
Hello, I'll wave and be friendly.
It waves its enormous club at you.
Is it not
fire? It's not an enormous club, it's a morning star. Oh, it waves its enormous morning star at you.
Diplomacy?
I wouldn't say far more, but it's immune. Time for... Woohoo! It's in tentacles!
Okay, I am backing out, but I'm trying to...
It takes a big step forward.
Okay.
We're taking steps backwards.
Yeah.
I've seen.
Everard's tentacles are forced intrusion.
Yeah, I think it was about his job, that's why he had to take the
break. Ah, yes, Finn has a new job, burning things like this guy here.
Yeah.
So is it not at all friendly?
Paul's assessment of the creatures would suggest that they normally are.
Paul's
quite
in
evil.
The dungeon? Jesus, where did he come from?
He turned up, went,
hello!
Ah, hi, that's an old evil creature, and disappeared. Sorry.
I made a
Balazar's assessment.
Balazar!
Job.
Yeah, confirm it.
Turn up and burn it, turn up and burn it.
Monday 9.
Yay! We have these sensitive files we don't want the government to have. Burn them!
Put that stuff down
so
the
much
back
more
of sofa.
So much more secure than
friendly,
shredding.
Apparently.
Yes,
Paul mysteriously burst into the dungeon and said it's not friendly and then disappeared again.
Balazar's assessment is that this monster is normally evil and very nasty and will kill you for your shiny stuff.
And I'm casting Everard's black tentacles.
Oh! It's starting to come towards you. Probably need initiative, yeah.
I'd step back.
Let's assume it's here, because it's in the room, and is bigger around this side.
You got some paper for doing writing things?
Probably. Oh, you swine! It gets a natural 20 on...
It's going on 21.
Oh, heavens.
I moved in.
Damn. Why did I have to roll that? I'm only on 17.
23. I have big monster.
Do you not have the pens?
As you made a shiny spot check, you also notice there's a pile of rocks in the room as well.
Oh
just,
no!
Just for your information.
Giant birds.
As you fought giants before.
Okay. What does that mean?
They like
they
throwing
rocks.
Them. Oh.
They throw that. It's
Bastion remembers.
Remember when Bastion got hit by an altar? That's the giant's rock throwing skill. All giants lob rocks generally. And they're not bad at
17
it.
For Balazar.
Right. Can I just ask, as Lindsay, in my magic section...
Lindsay's in the dungeon?
Yeah, Lindsay's in the dungeon.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yes, in your magic
my
section.
My Rod of Wonder, obviously, isn't available. I have written down Acid Arrow, which is fine, Light, and then Wand, page 166. And I can't remember what it was.
Wand, page 166. Yeah, you probably haven't tried to screen it yet. Wand, page 166. Yeah.
It's very difficult to pass once.
I look much better than that, thank you very much. I don't fall gurning faces.
That's your charisma.
Is it page 166 or is it room?
166. Yeah, 12.
Few people look attractive.
Look better than Garut did.
Oh, yes, there is. I know what that one did.
Do I not know what it is?
Garut was stupider than you shot yet.
Okay. Bad that I would try.
And you can actually say that quantifiably in D&D as well.
Just note down so I don't have to look that it has 17 charges.
Oh no, he was ugly and then he was stupid.
So. Oh.
And every time you use it, just mark one off.
Mm-hmm.
Until it works again. Right.
Bailey.
Am I going first?
Yes. You're in front as well as everyone's slightly back out the door.
We've got a player's handbook here somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I want a proper one.
You want a proper one where they're called Everard's black
tentacles
not just
you.
Generic black tentacles.
Yeah. They have to be branded tentacles.
Who is this wizard called generic? I want to know. I've never heard of him before.
He's a chubby dwarf. He needs the brand.
I have to label my wands and my hair soon. Don't
knock fireball bling.
You're on then. What are you doing?
You want Burberry Roll.
You're pulling out the hair wand.
Yes.
Which one?
Acid Arrow.
Okay.
I'm still wearing crimson, I think.
You need to make a roll to use it and then a roll to hit with it. That'll do to use it, and then we're all to hit with it.
What am I having to hit? What
have your ranged attack is?
Your base ranged attack.
Base attack plus your dex bonus.
So 11.
Touch attack. 9. You hit it. Damage? Yeah.
What's the damage?
2d4.
2d4.
This round.
Sorry.
I think it's just again next round.
Yeah. That would be 2. I suck 4.
That's what Garut said.
That's a lot more fuck coming to Dragon, mate.
What did I say?
I suck balls.
Balls. I also float gaps as well, but you know, that's yeah.
Right,
I'm gonna go.
I know we're desperate for cash, but really.
you may notice you're here.
Yeah.
Everyone else is behind you. The monster is here.
I can move faster than they can.
Wilwyrin, you're on. Halen stood still and shot it with a wand.
I will shoot it with my mighty bow.
Are you moving forward to stand by her, or are you...
Yeah. Okay. I might step back as part of my go? Short.
Yes.
Okay, I'll step back as much as I can.
You're backing through the door. Yeah.
It's quite short and I have precise. Anyways.
Cool. Yeah.
What pens do we need for this?
I'll assume that the door to the room is here, but it can still run through it because it's basically not there. And
22.
Then the next room door is going to be about here.
19 and 20. Does 19 hit?
No.
Does 20 hit?
No.
Does 22 hit?
Yes.
Blood flipping hex.
Damn, it's a tough beast.
On the plus side, is it chaotic and evil?
Yes.
Good.
I told you it wasn't nice.
5.
Let me just look something up. I may do this. Just for the chuckles. Where it drink a portion of heroism. But no, that will be mean. Who's it?
It is.
It charges. It runs. Dum, dum, dum. I'm going to put it dum, sort of in the middle of the 9 squares it can contact. What?
It's got reach, I would expect.
It will have, won't it? Doesn't need to run it to combat, does it?
No.
Let me check its
reach. It's fucking huge!
About 10, 15 feet.
15 feet.
There you go. It's about there then.
Oh yeah, because it's... Yeah.
If that's in the middle of its square.
Yeah, put it in the middle. There. Put it on the middle square, because we don't have a 9 square creature.
It'll be there. Can it reach? Who's it going for?
It can has 2 attacks. It may attack 1 each.
No, not if it moves. If it moves there, it's only moved like 5 feet, so it could hit both of us.
Okay, good.
Oh.
Yes, it's big, isn't
it? First attack goes against Willy.
Willy. Yeah, it's easy to call him Willy, that's me, yeah.
16, we'll miss you, Willy, won't it?
How tall are you?
Not even close.
It swings forward with a big...
I have no height.
Big morning star. What?
I wanted to know if you're a big...
You got the wrong ones as well. Smoky bacon.
They look like... Oh.
They do.
Yeah. I'll buy them off you.
Second attack.
No, if
he does 2 attacks, I have to be the same target.
I'll see if I like
them. Second attack goes against you because it can hit both of you, it might as well. Mm-hmm. Goes against 23.
Yeah.
Hit you.
Once you pop, you can't stop. Though we're not identifying the name of the product.
19 points of damage.
Smack! Oh my lord!
It chuckles.
They've hit the cleric guy.
I have one.
I
keep wanting to call you Mithras, but it's not what your name is. It's Tharis.
Who's next?
Balazar
summons arcane powers from the force of his mind and projects forth into the room with the giants. A field of rubbery black tentacles, each 10 feet long, to ensnare the beast.
Alright.
You reading that out of the book?
Does it get a save?
Oh, okay.
No, it dies. No.
It automatically dies because it's an annoying three-armed giant.
Yeah.
Saving for a gnome. Oh yeah, it does that grapply thing.
Yeah, it does the grapple thing. Well, which they kind of keep on getting in and out of all the time, I seem to remember.
Does it makes a grapple check now against the giant, doesn't it?
Okay. Distracts the giant by grappling it and we pepper the arrows till it dies.
Right. What is its score?
19? It has to do against 19 or something like that.
Your tentacles fireproof, or do you have to concentrate on them?
Oh, they're pretty much far up again.
Your caster level plus 8.
My caster level is 9, so plus 8 would make 17.
So you need to roll.
Right. 17 is his skill.
Yeah.
No, you get plus 17 to this roll, and he gets...
His grapple check.
His grapple check.
Only 21.
40.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes, it's a giant.
Well, it's worth a try. Yes, I remember.
They're quite good.
They kind of got in and got out, so hopefully.
Yeah.
That's when it would slow him down a bit.
Might. But he might ignore them.
He's been accosted by large black tentacles. Can't just ignore them. But he could.
How significantly like ignore them.
Yeah.
Mm. Right.
Okay. Oh. Damn. It'll keep him busy, I'm sure.
You need to make. You need to make me your fortitude, sir, apparently.
What, for Mithra? I mean, Tharys.
For that hit. My apologies. Ooh.
15.
Okay. Take 2 points of strength damage.
This is a serious battle.
Don't think calling the big gun. Ran away from it.
God. Hmm? It's crazy, man.
Dad?
Because it lives in shit, I think. It's got poison today. For some reason, it poisons it weapon.
It's resistant to fire. Fireball's no good.
Is it?
However, it can have a cone of cold if it's out. I thought it was, wasn't it?
No.
No, alright, okay. It was just the room it was in was kind of flicked. Okay.
Who's next?
Oh, in which case?
Me.
He's looking shiny.
Oh, I intend to. I take Prophet's Scepter.
Mm-hmm.
And turn around and run away.
Not me.
Oh. Is it? Oh, it's
yeah.
Your left.
And then I call upon Mistra and whap it with her...
Scorching
bolt. Ray.
Oh, Scorching Ray.
Scorching Ray. Can I use my divine thingy? What's it?
Power up!
Yeah, divine power. Yeah.
Do. Oh, bugger.
But I don't get the increase that I need.
Mistress doesn't like you for that, does it?
No. Just the first time.
I like that.
Ooh.
But then that's a touch attack. So I will probably hit it.
I hope so, on a 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Go.
10 without my dexterity.
Go.
Oh, that's what we like. High levels, piles of dice.
Yeah.
Can it be backed up?
What?
Crap,
you have to get behind it.
Yeah.
And,
somebody has to be in combat with it.
Everard's black tentacles.
That's only 20
points. You can still backstab it, though, without anybody being in combat with it,
can't I? You can backstab it, assuming if he's not aware of you.
However, you don't want to go in the room.
Because there's Everard's black tentacles.
No, he's gripping
the ground by his spell.
Each one 3 times your size.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Failure.
It's the rolling pin, so it couldn't sit down for a week. You've seen the promotion for that new series on Channel 5.
What?
What's it called?
You're just channeling Garut again.
Swinging. It's a comedy.
I wouldn't.
It's a comedy series.
No.
But one of the promotional things is it's like two, basically, middle England, middle-aged housewives. And she's putting out dog food. And it just comes in and she says, thick as a rolling pin, couldn't sit down for a week. Then she puts the dog ball down, and there's a man in a gimp suit. And then as she pats him on the head, and he goes down to eat the dog food.
Lovely.
This is a charming sounding series.
Yeah.
And you remember it so well from the advert.
You got the DVD.
Multi-angle option.
Do your titty for. Oh, I'm going to check that actually.
Checking what acid arrow does.
You know, it's a jolly good thing you put again. Explicit on the iTunes tag system, isn't it? Dear.
Well, no one made any mention of
yes, you don't know the 2d4 damage when you're
referring to being round as thick as a rolling.
Not right now, without.
Yeah.
Maybe she fell onto it.
I didn't mention anything about a giant cock.
6 continuing damage. Another birds
and poultry, no.
Yeah. I might do it again.
It's no damage reduction at all.
I might do it again. What do I need to roll then to do it? Because I have to roll.
You need 18 to activate the wand altogether.
Oh!
Including your skill.
Actually,
use magical device.
15.
You've done it, 18.
18.
Woohoo,
no,
success!
It's 12.
Oh,
no, it's
15. Damn.
I can't add
it. You're screaming, and it doesn't go off.
Mm-hmm. Oh well, never mind.
Who's next?
We'll
eat you.
Yeah, but it does less damage than the...
Yeah, you're better off firing off magic,
that's
aren't
you? That's why. I did actually just assess that it only does 1d4.
You're still using the player's handbook? Oh,
it's time to pull out the big guns.
Yes.
2.
Good.
One hit again.
Yep. Damage.
9, 10.
It's not that hard, really. Doesn't name.
Lovely.
Is
that a bad thing?
It is.
We tend to die to people with names.
It only has one target.
Hello.
Does it need to go? Oh, it's not grappled. It just can ignore it until it tries. They try to grapple him again, doesn't it?
does protect you with both its attacks.
23.
First attack is 23 dead on. Second one is miss. Take.
Cheers.
18 points of damage.
Oh, damn!
As it hits you and make me a fortitude save.
You can use this dice.
Our party is getting hit badly. 22.
Yep, cool.
Elf needs food.
Who's next? Balazar.
Balazar! From Balazar's hand comes a ray of the coldest cold.
You can't. You aren't using cone of cold. You're not using cone of cold.
Area. Oh,
it's
bugger.
It's a cone.
It is.
From you.
It's cone. I can be a ray. Rays are much better.
Ray of cold. Ray of frost.
Scorching ray.
Use ray of frost. It's a great spell.
Ray of frost. In which case, solve this. Fireball coming online.
Surprise, surprise. Okay, you fireball the already fireball room.
Yep.
Do damage. Probably get to roll and reflex. What's it serve? Alzar, what's it serve?
What's your intelligence? What's my intelligence bonus? Is plus 4.
Okay, so that's
19.
17,
18.
It's got 19. Half damage.
They're rolling
96.
You
know,
it's got a will save
of
plus
10. What
happened?
They all got
9d6
handy?
I have 8d6.
That'll do. Thank you. And it gets half of this.
Yeah.
That's what. Wow. 6, 9, 10.
That's a rather average roll.
12, 15, 20, 4, 24, 25, 28. So that's 14 points. A light scorching.
Ouch, it says. Right. What's next?
Bing.
Go.
That's it.
I would love to.
Oh, wave out tentacles. If you want to give it a go.
Yeah.
That's
20 plus 17. Oh, it's rolled low.
Natural 20!
You get.
Natural 20 plus 37.
It only gets 30.
There's no point in me going inside. I'm going to grapple as well.
You grapple it down.
We got it!
I'll be back 30 feet.
It's grappled.
As it's grappled, we shall retreat. And I throw a magic missile at it.
Okay. But we are doing quite well.
Yeah, I've got magic missiles coming out of my ears in the next one.
That's a good roll.
19.
Nice shot with a magic missile. 57. Yep.
My arcane spell power use up for the day.
Who's next?
I've got loads left.
Me.
What are you doing?
It's grappled. It's being fireballed. Does it look even remotely bothered by any of this stuff?
It's looking fairly distressed, actually. It's looking a lot more shabby than it was when you started.
I'll try and throw the arrow.
For a huge creature, it has surprisingly few hit points.
I've got a natural 20.
Natural 20!
What's that for? Activating a wand?
Yeah.
Right, what one are you using?
The acid arrow one.
Okay.
You need to roll to hit.
Yep.
It's grappled.
It should be easy.
Oh, yeah.
Damage.
2d4.
Good.
Is it continuing damage for that? I don't know.
It'll be next round again, yeah.
Who's next?
It's only a 2-round effect. Wolverine.
I shoot it.
Are you a crossbow?
Oh, bullets have been short-changing myself by 2 points of damage.
Why?
Because I've changed to the mighty blow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, just add them on then. How many are you missing?
Oh, I hit twice.
4 points. Oh,
okay, I'll give you the 4 points of damage. There you go.
24.
That hit.
21.
That'll hit. It's entangled.
She did it 14.
Probably won't hit, even if it's entangled.
That's 11, 16, and 9.
So 16 and 9?
Yep.
It's not looking good.
25.
Not looking good at all. Mm-hmm. Who's next?
It is.
It is.
It stands.
No, it didn't.
It tries to break its grapple.
It's not on its ass.
No, I know. It's grapple. 40.
You can't beat that.
Burst out the grapple.
Mm-hmm.
It looks shabby.
Balazar?
Ha ha ha!
Let's roll your grapple check.
Oh, yes. Go on. We'll do that first. I still laugh. Ha ha
ha! Not a lot.
39.
No. Right, now,
magic missiles coming off.
Go on, just do the damn damage.
See? Okay, right.
How many can you get now? Five?
I get a pencil.
It's quite sharp already.
With Rary's mnemonic enhancer, I let off four lots of 5d4.
It's a mechanical pencil.
No, you don't. It's not how it works. You knew it.
Roughly.
No, you can cast it four times.
I can cast it four times.
But yeah. Not at the same time.
I'll have to learn that compound spell. Anyway.
There is one, isn't there, that allows you to cast a spell twice?
Five.
Twins.
Yeah.
Eight. 12. 14. Plus 5. 19 points.
Ouch, it says.
Round one.
It's starting to stagger about a bit.
Oh, good.
Let's offer it parley and just join the party.
We can't do a great deal too.
Throw a stick in it.
Yeah, throw a stick. A pebble. A small shiny pebble.
I don't have one.
Catapult.
Throw a large heavy box containing an obscenely magical sword at it.
Not just magic, look at some seemingly magic. Only for gold pieces, it's not like we're going to spend them.
I've been shortchanging it on attack. Oh well.
Never mind.
And a bite.
Ooh.
Two attacks.
Yeah,
has four.
I fear to say it, but maybe you should actually pay attention to the characters that you're...
I heal myself.
Actually, it can be difficult because that text is really...
It's not very good anyway.
It's really tough.
It's got main attacks.
Back to the top.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Me.
Go.
I get two damage from my...
4 damage.
Kill it.
3.
Doesn't kill it.
Spit in its eye! Whichever eye you
want
to choose.
I've forgotten what I'm... So you want the wrong use magical device, you want to get 18.
Oh yeah, I've got way over
18. And then you need to roll more than about 2 on that dice.
1!
Of course, rolling 1 probably wouldn't quite do it.
You missed. A bolt of acid splatters on the back wall. Who's next?
Wilrin.
Come on, Wilrin. Can you put it down before it gets a chance to do something?
I got one hit, I got 27, and the one.
Probably going to kill it, unless you fluff it.
I can't fluff it for less than...
He's not a fluffer.
Less than 5 damage. 8, 9, 10,
12, 13. It dies, actually dies.
The elf kills it! Da-da-da-da-da! Well, good for you.
It should have been harder than that, but it wasn't massively hard.
I told you it was evil.
Nagana the Athach.
Rip.
It's not bad.
See how well behaved I was with my wand? See? Wands are good. I'm good with wands, see?
Right, he's dead.
She was pretty good with the wand.
Right.
It's true.
Oh, and unfortunately, the other device we were using was a rod, and less more predictable. Less more predictable?
What don't believe him, lassie. That doesn't want you to have it.
I think that falls into the terrible English category.
Less more than predictable, not less.
When does the secondary damage kick in for you?
In a minute. Okay. And I'll go, ooh, look, I'm poisoned.
Fix me!
26 do it?
I reckon it probably will.
I'm good. And 30.
Oh!
He seems to be fine anyway. Yeah. So you cured it?
Mm-hmm. You're healthy anywhere before.
No. Secondary damage is 2d6 strength damage.
You simply couldn't survive this. Follow up
1d6 strength damage.
And we could play.
Okay.
I was strength 18, rolled maximum, I'm now dead.
Oh no, you can't move your mouth.
Right.
Failing. You lose the muscle.
You fall to the ground and sort of go...
Your diaphragm, you can't actually breathe.
Yeah, you can't actually breathe.
Right, what are you doing?
I'm searching the room.
Going terribly for...
Oh my lord, 2-1, snake eyes.
That's only 11. Oh hang on, now I've got that. Oh, I don't actually have that peeking thing.
To increase the challenge rating, give Nurgunnar one rogue level and have him wait in ambush.
Yes. Ooh. Nice. Yeah, 16 points of...
With three arms. Ooh. And a bite.
Three arms.
Did you hear what I said?
You said nice.
No, before that.
Oh, no, I missed that, sorry. What did you say?
I said I searched for 29.
That's pretty good. In the room, you find a cot, which was covered in thick fur, which is now on fire.
Do you mean cot as in bed, or do you mean cot as in small baby?
Cot as in a bed. Like
a giant baby!
A giant, big, makeshift cot. The thick fur that was probably worth something at one point is now alight. A multitude of coloured glass shards, piled glistening rocks,
handful of semi-precious gemstones, probably now melted to uselessness.
Ha! Because gems aren't formed under high temperature and pressure.
Some of the gems are fine, some of it's glass, and it's just been in a pile, and it's all sort of going...
Let's face it, the glass was glass. And
it was shiny glass. You can pick the gemstones out if you want, but it's cold. Take the big lump of glass and smash it, the gemstones out.
Actually, gemstones are quite brittle like that.
Yeah.
It's amusing. Diamond's supposed to be the hardened material, not man, but if you smack it with an hammer, it still shatters.
Mm.
And also, its melting temperature is quite low.
Right.
But
on the beastie...
Wizards just want the powder, so that's fine.
On the beastie, it is wearing a huge set of hide armour.
Anybody for huge hide armour?
It carries a huge...
I don't like the boast!
It carries a huge morning star. In fact, three huge morning stars.
Huge!
I'm thinking that we're not going to be able to do much with the stuff on it now.
It also has, in its smelly, smelly belt pouch, three potions.
Ooh.
Rogue's eyes prick up. I mean, ears.
Hey?
Eyes light up.
Okay, you're in there, are you? Three potions.
Okay.
Well, ears could light up, that's fine.
There's a blue potion.
Blue.
There's
blue
a red potion.
Brass.
And
brass
there's a green potion.
Lime.
Which I've seen
about. Or avocado.
The
really
make checks now, yeah.
What page is it?
It's room C9.
I get the blue one.
The blue one is a kill moderate.
I don't get the red one.
Mm-hmm.
But I get the other one.
It's a potion of owl's wisdom.
Ooh.
Check the potion.
The red one.
The
red one.
But I don't
see what you're doing. Out of character.
Yeah.
Well, I can check the potions, okay.
Make the roll.
Make the roll.
I'm just doing it for where we...
13 plus.
That'll do. It's a potion of heroism.
The potion you can bring and take.
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
Hello.
We wander around to
the they're quite well made, enormous morning stars.
Okay.
We'll just clank it round for the next year, shall we?
We'll drag three masterworks.
The Morningstar is huge. It's what, three?
About your size.
Four categories above you. Mm.
Can we summon into existence a cart and horse?
A large one would be her size.
I'll draw a cart and horse.
A significant.
I might not have all the anatomical features.
Yeah,
you just have
horse.
To draw a cart because he can kill some of the fantasy.
Okay,
I'm going to draw a cart.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. You have a bag of holding. Yeah, no, I just
want to draw a cart anyway. When you level, put some points into craft. Painting, and you'll make much better things. But go on, draw a card, make me roll a craft
painting.
Hang on,
we've got nothing to pull it, because we can't use the Phantom Steed to pull it.
Not about it.
It's a phantom.
Oh, I have it on a spell, but I've not transcribed it
yet. We could pull it ourselves.
Oh,
you're going to drag
it. Hang on, we're being attacked, right? Get out the harnesses first, get the straps off, right? Hang on, back up the cart a little. It's still coming towards us! Just back up, beep, 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 warning. Yeah, get out of the way.
I had a different kind of cart in my head. It was just one that you could just, like, pull.
Like a wheelbarrow.
Yes. Yeah,
a giant, huge
where are you going?
Out.
North.
Okay, you head north. To a room. The door to this room is locked. And closed.
And sealed. It'd be kind of pointless if it was locked and open. Locked and open.
The traps.
It could be if it was on the
It could be. It's occupied by some terrible, terrible claustrophobia.
Is it locked? You said it was.
It is locked.
De-lockify it.
What's 19 plus 19?
38.
For unlocking it.
Do you wear gloves when you pick locks?
Yes, they normally
do.
Yeah,
so probably might do actually.
Do you think?
Yes.
Thick leather gloves.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
I think rogues normally do.
See, I wouldn't if I was picking locks. You'd get that nice delicate
thin calf leather type glove.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe.
Do you wear thin gloves when you pick locks?
Yes.
You do. Okay. What did you get to pick a lock?
38.
The lock clicks open.
You are alive. Your gloves are now covered in contact poison.
Maybe.
I did check, but it didn't tell me. But I knew it was trapped anyway because he said it's not. And he lied.
Mmm, this could be tricky. Doesn't matter who lies.
Yeah. He does lie, and I know when he's lying as well, so.
Tell us okay. How it's
now what? Door is kicked open.
Open the door. And I do wear gloves. I'm wearing full plate armour.
It's true. I assume most adventurers do wear gloves because they fight. So, yeah. But it's whether she takes them off when she picks them off.
The only person who doesn't would probably be me.
Okay. This warm and musty room.
I don't want to talk about that in public.
This warm...
Fireballs come out of your hands.
My laced hands. Yes, with all the frills.
I'm sorry, are we interrupting you? Not letting you say what you want to say? I'm sorry.
Oh no, clamp down roleplay. Sorry. Go on.
Barry actually says anyone wearing gloves suffers a minus 4 to your circumstances penalty on there.
Oh well, 34. Mm. Still a lot of numbers.
I don't think that's true, really. If you wear thin gloves, it doesn't make that much
difference. I'm only wearing gloves because I knew that I should be.
This warm and musty room holds many worm-ridden wooden racks for weapons on its walls.
How many are worms in a dungeon?
Though a few rusty swords remain, most are useless because the leather bindings or wooden hafts are decayed beyond repair over the years.
Oh. That's unfortunate.
We searched the worm ring.
Have you stopped?
I stopped, yes, I'm waiting for you to say something.
You just stopped, you didn't end the sentence.
Oh, sorry, sentence is over. Over. Roger, Roger, Wilco.
You know.
Have to get that hair out of your nose because it's driving me to distraction.
Oh, got it. Oh, get some pliers, someone.
Have you ever looked? Oh, it's still there. Go get
the pliers.
Rid of it, please.
Get the pliers.
Do come my on. Head in.
Yeah,
no, it's still there. It's coming out of the
hide. Hal died in an unfortunate nose-picking accident.
There has to be a mirror up here. I'm sorry. You have to.
Right.
No, let's see.
It's a man's room.
What are you doing?
Oh, I see.
Thank you. And it's just there.
I'm over here.
Let me take a picture of his face.
It's like wanting to see the world. It's just creeping out of his nasal passage. Going, hello, it's me.
You moved in.
Like a phone camera.
Yeah.
That's a good noise. We could use that.
What, boing?
Boing, boing, boing. Oh, yes, it's gone. Is that it?
Yes, thank
oh,
you.
Oh, he's just thrown it on you.
I must have been talking my brain. It was an airbox black.
Just ignore the blood and get on.
I've been sat here for an hour and it's been staring at me.
Is that like
I'm very sorry, what can I do? They're there for a reason.
They're getting more
longer.
You're getting more often.
You think I was joking about plaiting them to your ear hair, eventually you'd be able to just link them up.
What can I say? I obviously need a gentleman's grooming aid.
No nostrils left.
Yeah.
Isn't it unfortunate? The only things that grow on men when they get older are their nose and ears, not the parts of the body. But there we go. And the hair.
Poof.
Why do old men have big noses? Because they continually grow throughout life. Their ears, big. So if you start off with big ears,
you do. Keep an eye on the corridor.
Search.
Nice. It's a lot.
30.
You spot a well-made warhammer. Its head has been coated in wax and has not rusted.
Looks to be at least 7th edition.
Yeah, it looks like it's well made.
Cool. I'll go and have a
look. Waxed.
Well made warhammer.
Wow.
Anybody want a warhammer?
Wax on, wax off.
It's quite good.
It's pretty. I'll give you
can't
that.
Can you use warhammers?
No, not you.
You can. Oh, no, it's maces you use.
Well, it's similar, isn't
it's
it?
It's not the same weapon, though.
Oh, talk about being...
Why
narrow.
Is it I find good stuff and none of you can use it? Yeah, pile of women.
You
yeah,
can't use it either.
My Pringles.
Can I try a...
Yeah, but I'm tiny. Paul wants
to. Can I try one? You only had a banana.
Oh.
We have no money now. Thank you.
Poor man.
Oh, yeah.
There's vacancies at my place.
Yeah, they're always recruiting.
Yes, they are.
And lesbians, always recruiting. Sorry, that was not meant to defend against lesbians, it's the whole thing.
What did he say? I wasn't here, was it?
Apparently, like lesbians, they're always recruiting.
Why?
It's a joke!
Why did you ask me?
I thought they might try to recruit you.
Is this the
way you're looking and talking this morning, they're going to recruit me quite well if you're not careful.
It's not an episode of Ellen where they get free toasters when they recruit. I blame Ellen.
So, we were saying. There's a thing, a warhammer, and you wanted or not.
We discussed that and we thought, what's it worth? What do you appraise it?
It's masterful for magical, is the claim.
Ooh, I can do it. Well, my detect magic still going.
And it doesn't matter, we can't fucking use it. We've only got a limited
amount
of time to carry that crap.
You can tell we're going on for some time when we're discussing cart carrying capacities, right?
It's
call the cart.
It's a masterwork warhammer.
Yeah, yeah.
Your brain tells you it's not magical.
Okay.
By the way, it's not glowing like
no point taking it.
Okay,
you know.
Yeah, but we should take it on the off chance one of us dies and then comes back as a character that might like
well,
a
we
master
know where
effect.
It is. It's not like we'll ever get out of this section, probably.
No.
We tend to go
oh,
back.
You're a bunch of depressing people, aren't you? Of course we'll get out of here.
No, because the only way we found out of this section leads directly into those big scary monsters.
I'm confident I will see my dwarven homelands once again.
When you die, and then take your body back.
No, when I die, I'm going somewhere else.
So, you're not taking the Warhammer.
Is that the Abyss? What? Limbo?
Where are you going?
I'm one of the best dancers in Limbo same. You've ever seen.
Yeah.
You head back down the corridor and take the southern passage, which bears east. Ahead of you, what? On the left-hand wall,
yes.
You see a door. On the door, written in common on the surface of the otherwise normal door, are the words, "Warning, do not enter, danger." The letters are written in burgundy paint.
Okay, that's good enough for me. Let's move on.
Nobody who meant anything seriously ever used burgundy paint.
It clashes with our crimson robes. Only slightly. It's actually quite a nice complimentary colour.
Then perhaps we should leave it alone.
Yes!
No, we should go in.
Right.
Someone's obviously found something good and wants to keep it secret.
Can I remind you of the past history of us wandering around here? That doesn't seem to be the case. Traps, big giants, traps.
I got a natural 20 for natural checking 20. The door for traps.
You don't think it's a trap.
Okay,
is it locked? There's something big and scary and nasty inside.
Is there a keyhole?
No, yes, it's locked though.
I wish there'd be damn more descriptive than just saying danger.
Yes.
Okay, I'll...
It seems to be dark inside.
Can I zap the room with my wand of wonder? My wand of light?
Not really, no. It looks like a dark...
Wow.
Stick the wand in the keyhole and activate it.
Yeah, you stick the wand in the keyhole and activate it.
You have to have an item to have it targeted on something.
Yeah. Back wall? I targeted on the room.
It's not an item.
You have to be able to see the room.
You could...
I've targeted on the other side of the keyhole.
You see what you believe to be a dark and forbidding room inside.
It's forbidding. Let's forbid it and go off.
But you can't pick out an item in this.
Oh, we know we want to.
Why not? Magically enchant a bolt with light and shoot it through the keyhole.
Yes.
Because it's a tiny, tiny, tiny little crossbow.
True. It is a very small crossbow.
It's only going to be a very, very small bolt.
Just leave the room. It's locked.
Oh, come on. That signs a red rag to a bull for adventurers. Everyone knows it.
Oh, it's just why adventurers die all the time.
Exactly.
I haven't died.
Yeah.
Actually, it's probably going to be dangerous because the people who built the dungeon wouldn't have written that on. It must be somebody else.
I don't think this was part of the original design.
No, slapping some burgundy paint on a door. No. Maybe it was part of these paladins. And maybe they wrote it on the door themselves in the garrison so they wouldn't go through it.
Okay.
Does the handwriting look familiar?
You get Balazar.
Wizards have to talk. It's part of what we do.
17.
You put your ear to the door.
There's a contact person.
Oh, no, you forgot that bit.
The moment you put your ear to the door, a ghostly outline of a wild-haired old woman floats outwards from the doorway. You pull back. The red lettering remains visible behind the translucent body as the creature moans, "This is now your second warning. You will not receive a third. Stay out of this room."
Not going in there now. Scary ghost lady.
Even as the
in.
Form is speaking, the last words sinks back into the door and then disappears entirely.
This is the ghost of the middle
not
of next
there.
Week.
Is it actually a ghost or is it just an illusion?
Make me a roll.
It could be an illusion. I disbelieve the illusion.
It's an illusionary
it's
ghost.
Actually
disbelieve the illusion.
Make me roll a knowledge religion first.
That's only 23.
Look like a ghost.
It smell like a ghost? Mm-hmm. As long as it doesn't feel like a ghost, that's amazing.
No, it's
like
spellcraft.
A dark.
You can check it was a spell.
Might be a duck.
You have to cap detect magic, really.
A duck? Whose quack does not echo.
Very otherwise strange. Illusions are pointless, aren't they? The wizard just goes, it's an illusion.
Yeah. That's what we
well,
do.
It didn't come out and attack us.
No, it just popped out, gave you a warning and popped back in.
It resets, so when the next people...
It was a ghostly outline, not necessarily a ghost.
Oh, okay.
Do we recognise the handwriting on the door?
Yeah, it's your mum's. No, of course you don't.
It's not related to the diaries and stuff.
No.
You don't
any
know.
Of the
it's
documents
it's
in
daubed
the
on a door rather than written in her diary. Hey? What did you say, Sophie?
No.
Sorry, I was...
No, it's fine. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Door. Lock. Anything?
No.
That's great.
I'm not going in first.
You have to lock it first.
I'm scared about that. You lot have been watching me unlock doors long enough. You do it. I'll unlock
Ninja!
It.
No, Ninja!
Oh, I think we should leave it alone.
It might be the way out.
Aye, that's true. It could be.
The ghost lady said that we should go away. I'm
She's
quite
not
scared
real.
Of ghost ladies. I wish somebody on the outside would sod off with whatever they're doing.
Yeah, they sound like a very bad flatulence.
What are they doing?
Sounds like somebody revving a motorbike.
It does,
a
yeah.
really, really small hairdryer-sized motorbike.
Yeah, an unmanly motorbike.
Yeah.
Unmanly. It's dungeon sounds, okay? Dungeon sounds.
Sounds like a Sturge to me. There are some weird sounds in this place from time to time.
It's true.
The corridors.
They do need to leave alone. We do have a lot of motorbike problems in Bradford. A lot of tosses on bikes.
Tosses
quad
on
bikes?
Dryers.
Yeah, and that's a terrible traffic hazard.
Yeah, tosses on bikes.
Oh, yeah!
Yes, we can actually ride a bike with no hands, but you know, I wouldn't recommend it.
I tried to do it, ride it. You know those scooters that you stand on that have like little handlebars?
Yes.
I forgot that you can't ride them one-handed one day, and I tried and fell off a hill on both.
Oh dear.
Whoop!
Oh dear. Scoot and go.
What were you doing with your hand?
I just, you know when you ride bikes and you're like, woo, no, one-handed, woo! And I was like, woo,
is that in your
crash.
Experimental period?
I was about 9.
Oh, right, okay.
I wasn't like any older.
Probably like
it
that.
Might have been anything up to 15 in reality, but I don't know.
I carry on to the next week.
Oh, it's so tempting! Vote now if you think we should go through the door. Too late.
No, don't.
It doesn't matter.
So, yes. Are you going through the door or are you not going through the door? Mm-hmm.
The cleric says yeah. it's a bad choice.
I don't want to go first.
Well, the halfling won't open the locked door, so...
I will, yeah. but I'm scared. I'm not going in.
That is very annoying. Steve, go and turn him off.
You won't tell him off. You work for police.
I could shout really loud, but it would ruin the audio.
I'm not a policeman.
So?
No,
I'm a cantankerous old woman. I can do it.
Yeah, put on that wig you had and...
Wig. That was scary.
Some hair is in that
cool. Almost as scary as Helen with her bruise makeup. Go, oh my God, I'm going to jail.
Yeah, we should have done that. That would have been funny. Have some policemen turn up and arrest you.
Not funny. Not funny at all.
Take pictures of injuries. Oh my God.
I demand my record be wiped. What do you mean you won't wipe it, you swines?
Right. Door or not to door? This is the question. Are you unlocking the door?
We've all said no to the door.
Okay, leave the door. Corridor continues to the south. Mm-hmm. A corridor branches off it to the east, and there is an opening, I believe that looks like. An opening into a room south beyond there, with a door.
Well, is there anything down the corridor?
Down here, yes, yeah. There are two doors on the northern wall.
Both closed?
Both closed.
That's the opening.
Okay.
Would you like to check it?
Yeah.
Opening.
Check Tharys's opening.
Still no wonder.
It's quite big.
It's covered in plate mail.
Oh, yeah. You have to have a poo hole, though.
Poo hole.
Little latches.
Latches.
Do you have like a little hinge thing and you have to get someone to undo
yeah,
it for you?
Yeah, usually hinges.
Yeah, there's a special spanner.
It's like a cat
that
flap.
That comes with the suit of armour.
Actually, I think you'll find that there isn't a bum piece to a piece of armour.
17.
Okay, you don't think it's trapped.
Bite my shiny metal ass.
This door looks like it's been torn off its hinges and removed from the frame.
Nice.
The room beyond... there are hooks in the southern and northern walls at various points, indicating that large tapestries or paintings were once displayed
no,
there.
In
the centre of
that they might have been into S&M and hung each other from walls.
In the centre of the hall, metal fastenings are attached to the floor, as if a dining table had once stood there as well.
Metal fastenings attached to the floor for a dining room table.
Yeah,
yeah.
Two broken chairs.
This one
are tossed
yeah,
casually in the southwest corner. There
casual
is a door
casual
in the
yeah.
eastern wall.
I applaud whoever wrote this section. Well done.
Is this the S&M room?
Yes, it would seem so.
Cool.
There's a door in the eastern wall.
I will search the room without going in. I will look. I'll observe. Spot. Oh, bollocks.
On a one.
She's now.
Poke yourself in the eye.
Ew. Not anymore. You can't
just
botch school rules.
Okay. Really? That's amazing.
What will the roll?
If you're good enough even on a one.
A good GM would have heard.
Sorry.
Auto-success.
Are you checking your room with the door?
I got 20.
Checking the room of the door. You don't find anything other than a couple of chairs and some metal fastenings.
I didn't, I got a one.
Oh.
Does that serve you right? Because I could cheat and you wouldn't know, so you should pay more attention.
Balazar would splutter. I'm sorry.
You just still didn't know why you were spluttering though, did you?
No more than usual.
Because you were cheating, it was crap all the time anyway, so I don't care.
I got one.
Yeah, the door needs some more.
Track the body.
Did I find that?
Yeah, you also found two chairs.
Tom likes it tidy.
He's not fiendish.
I found a door and two chairs.
Actually, that's a good point.
Why, hey.
You mean
that door?
That's a good point for those
chairs.
Of you who still eat. Oh, okay. Yes. I still eat. I hunk down a bit of his
nibble. Sorry, what? Yeah, see, exactly. But now that I've pointed them out, you can see them.
They're broken.
Shut it.
So, barrister's big opening. How are we doing?
Would you like to check the door then?
No.
This door apparently is a heavy stone door.
Ooh. That's unusual.
It tells me that.
That's not a standard one for this part of the world.
16 for the door.
To check the door.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The door is
stone.
A door?
A jar.
When's a door not a door?
It's a jar.
We hear a scream.
Can't you read what other people are talking to?
It is locked.
That's not what I said.
Men don't multitask well, that's true.
So it doesn't go back in the direction of where we came from, does it?
You don't think so, it goes east.
Okay. My dice is broken now. I might have to use another one.
Send more dice!
Yeah, my dice are broken. I cannot open the lock. Oh, no, I probably can, because I've got 19 and I got 5. So,
yeah.
24.
You've got the most skills, 19. Most of this door is secured by a bar which runs across it. There's a very simple lock. The bar, although made of stone, when you move it, has a strange woody, grainy texture to it.
It's
the lead division.
Dice tower. You can't knock the
maybe
dice
spellcraft
tower. Unfortunately, Finn hasn't lined the numbers correctly.
29.
I won. Although,
why do you think
this
roll?
Door was wooden and has struggle. Been turned to stone?
Turned to stone.
Something inside has petrified the door.
Hang in the halfling!
Everyone, close your eyes. We must fight it blindfolded.
Ah, Balazar's used to that.
Make me invisible.
I've had worse.
There are spells that do it. You know that. Turn wood to stone. Mm. Seems like a bit of a bizarre measure.
Yeah.
Is the
door
open?
I open the door.
The heavy stone door leads into this room, scrapes along the floor until it gets stuck after 3 feet. The room's interior is more barren than normal. Stains and scuff marks are visible along the ground. Stains and scuff marks are visible along the ground and walls, as though someone had wiped the dirt and dust clean. I'll do their editing for them. Another large stone door is found on the eastern wall, locked with two heavy stone bars.
Is there anything in the room apart from stuff?
Search it, baby!
Yeah, someone's been cleaning up in here.
21.
No, there's nothing left in this room.
They've been cleaning up.
The actual sentence says, stains and scuff marks are visible along the ground and walls, though someone wiped the dirt and dust clean.
Almost makes sense.
They missed a comma. Though, somewhere.
No, walls, though someone has. They missed a has as well.
Well, it can be a shortened version.
Or as, though.
Yeah. Or an as, yeah. But, yeah.
An as or an as.
Yeah. Right.
I'll check the nearest door.
There's only one. No, there's only
I guess
one
it
can be opposite
that.
Oh,
okay. You said there were two.
There's two stone bars.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I hit
two bars. Heavy stone
two
bars.
Stone bars barring this door.
Okay. Check it for traps. 26.
You don't think it's trapped?
Is it locked? Is it the same lock as the
heavy
barred.
Stone bars?
It's barred.
I'll unlock it.
Yeah, okay. Pick them up.
With my 19, I'm not even going to bother rolling.
The door's barred. Kill the bard.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm not very strong there, so I might be able to
well, not as bad as I. I'd better not die. It won't be
that's
nice when it comes out.
We'll cover him.
In blankets.
So I'll take the bars off and then open the door.
Okay. There are three more doors leading from this room.
Oh!
This is really boring, Hal.
But the doors and frames are gone.
Oh.
The doorways lead into other chambers which appear to be the same size as the main room. Oozing through the doorway of the eastern
chamber. Stop that! Oozing is enough. That's all we need to know.
Is a glob of goo. It is impossible to determine how vast it is, because it is completely covering the doorway as it slowly squeezes into the main room.
Let's shut the door and rebar it.
Retreat. Close the door and rebar it. Yep, there we
go. Kstunk! Success! We've defeated it. Hooray. XP, please. Thank you. We've encountered it and left successfully.
That's a big oozy thing.
Ooh. What was that then?
My dungeoneering says to me that that was actually quite good. 22.
Oh, you got back in there.
That was a black pudding.
Oh, quite hungry. We dwarfs like a bit of black pudding in the morning. Fry.
That's what.
Unfortunately, I can't fry it, though I could cold
Can
it.
Can I poke my head through the drawer and zap it with my wand?
Your acid
node.
I don't think
so. That wouldn't do anything.
I could freeze it.
Oh no, the acidy monster appendages been acidified.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I could freeze it.
D&D geeks.
D&D. What have you been playing for the last
year? Girl playing the world's uberous dungeon.
That's been transmitted around the planet.
The wife of the person running the game who didn't really have an awful lot of choice in the matter.
Of course.
Yes, she did. You could have abandoned
me. I tried. You wouldn't let me.
But you're so good at it, as everyone says.
My only skills are grumping at plus 55.
Grumping
and
plus
being 50. An arsehole at plus 90.
Those are your skills as wife or as character.
Actually, plus 90 arsehole is quite high.
I have an arsehole the size of Jack. He's called Hal.
Oh.
I'll teach you.
Dear, dear.
You are mean.
Yeah, I am evil.
Okay.
We close this.
I can kind of call it.
Yep. I'm leaving the pudding where it is.
I can do it. Oh, God. There's going to be stuff in there. We missed
the tree.
Okay. Off they go.
Are you going in?
I'm staying in
the
room.
Oh, I'm
going to
cone of cold it. How huge is huge?
Feel free.
How giant?
Huge is 9 squares.
Okay,
what was your roll on dungeoneering?
My roll? 22.
This creature has acidic skin.
Yeah.
It has constriction, which it's very good at.
Yeah.
It also, if you don't attack it in the correct way, splits into numerous numbers of itself.
I'll just freeze the sucker.
Just to the warning you.
All right, let's ignore it then.
It's very big and very hard, and secretes an acid.
It's behind the two bar doors.
Okay,
that were originally wooden doors.
Somebody's put a stone
transmuted
door,
into
yes.
stone because
by clever people.
Can't.
It would seem that this place is. Let's just follow all the warnings we come across.
Yes.
Okay. I agree with that. Let's do that. Alright.
You're not getting the XP for it, though.
Yeah, we encountered it. We beat it.
Stuff.
Yeah,
you saw it and shut the door.
I'm sorry, that's encountering.
I'm sorry, if you get XP for setting a freaking trap off.
Yeah, but that's you dodging it or being hit by it.
Yeah, well, we dodged the black pudding by not getting near it.
Okay, I'll have you give some minor experience.
We should, because
we should get an 8,000 XP bonus.
But you didn't really
being sensible and not fighting it.
We cleverly shut the door and left.
In this situation, you have not dealt with the encounter. You have seen the encounter, but have not
dealt with it.
Yes, it has been dealt with by
circumstances. We've captured it.
Yes, we have captured it. We have secured the bar.
I think the term is 4 against 1.
We have captured
it.
Oh, but the term DM is always right, also.
It's actually a fallacy.
How often do you ask Steve about the rules?
Yeah.
And what did he just tell you?
He just wants the experience.
Don't we all?
Although, if he agrees, then he'll have a huge spanking on the web forum.
Steve and I join forces against you, and we always win.
Oh.
It's true. We'll see what we get to at the end.
We have to
feed. Right. Well,
it is captured. Hooray.
You are here.
Well done, us.
Pretty much, you think, exhausted this area.
Well, there's a corridor which has not been down.
Where?
The one just above us.
The one with the little doors. They haven't been in there, have you? But you've done that on the way past. There's a corridor with two little doors.
With a little challenge.
Okay, the first little door. Mm-hmm. First little door is not locked or trapped. Oh, it is locked, but he's not trapped. After that roll. Of a 19, as you say.
What?
Are you attempting to unlock it?
Now I am.
Yeah.
And I've got 29.
You don't manage it. It's a very hard lock.
We kick it!
Kick it.
He beat it in.
Nice one.
Kick it, eh?
Kick it. I'll just melt it with my wand of acid arrow.
Oh, we just kick it.
Does it have limited charges?
No, it doesn't. Assuming it's only a standard wooden door.
It is just a standard wooden door.
We kick it till it breaks.
It breaks eventually.
We take it off its hinges.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The small chamber, this small chamber is empty. A thick blanket of dust covers the floor, suggesting that no one set foot in the area in a long time.
Can I go make dust angels?
Yes, you make dust angels.
As you dive in and realise, it's a solid stump floor underneath the thin layer of
dust. If you realise there are some things underneath, some sort of bits of rock and bits of glass. not pointing in the back.
I haven't gone and thrown myself. I was planning to walk, sit down, lie back and then do it.
You make a dust angel and realise you're moving things like little rocks about.
Okay.
It looks very pretty.
I give it a halo.
You're now covered in dust.
Yeah.
Clean me. Achoo! Clean me.
Clean me. So create water.
She's dirty.
Wet dust.
I was going to say something about being blown, but...
we've already had the sucking balls comment. And
I did not mean that. I didn't even know I'd said it.
That's so funny.
Oh, you subconsciously suck balls.
anything that's near our mouth...
For the purposes of audio, I will just describe what that was.
Shorty.
Oh, you are funny.
Anyway.
Cheeky monkey.
Dusty floor. Dungeon on. Come on.
Dungeon on up.
Next room.
Okay, next room.
I'm searching.
Where are
you? 20.
You find some broken glass, 13 stone arrowheads, and a small piece of volcanic glass with the symbol of Sean DeCall etched on it.
You mean obsidian?
Meh.
Volcanic glass is obsidian.
Meh.
We reckon it's worth about 50 gold pieces to anyone who cares.
We're getting to the point of not caring.
Tharys!
Yes, Tharys cares.
You care about gods
and
stuff.
Do
you need
that? Yeah, you have done a t-shirt.
As do I, being a devout... It's all nice and tiny, but Tharys cares.
Tharys gives a toss about gods and stuff. You can just have a little picture of him with, gives a toss about gods and stuff. Speaking of t-shirts, we're going to be getting some soon, I hope, when I get those pictures from Helen's sister.
Have you found a t-shirt vendor?
No, I'm still in the market, to be honest. I don't know whether it's...
Because Jinx just don't give you any cash, do they?
Well, no, it's the same with anyone else. Jinx, unfortunately, won't tell me how they do it, and we'll do it, but we'll do it no better than Cafe Press. We're not in it for the money, but if I'm giving most of it to Cafe Press, it seems pointless. So,
I may have to... get our own! Those iron-on patches that you get.
Yeah, and we could spend an afternoon on
a laser printer.
Yeah.
And just,
I was going to check
the... That's what I did for my event manager t-shirt for the Nationals, and it came off really badly.
They do, they don't...
I was going to work with the university, because I think they have a t-shirt.
Silkscreen is what you want.
Proper.
Well...
Yeah, we need silkscreen, or we could just get
them
done.
You need to find out as well how many people would actually buy them.
I suspect if I did a set of the four original characters, they would do quite well.
What would mine say?
I don't know. I don't, we'd have
we
to...
need somebody who knows the audios really, really well to go through
and
put all our quotes on. I'm just going to have a picture of me on
the... Yes, you're number one, Lindsay. You're number one.
You could do it with one of all four characters, and then one amalgamated as the group of the original four.
What, all trying
or
to
one to be like crosses through the dead ones.
Whoops! The balls are just in your tour, wouldn't it?
Yeah, tour. Region C! Now in Region C! Region A.
The tour t-shirt.
Well, somebody on the website will know our quotes better than us.
There's lists of good quotes already from the early sessions.
Well, if you get that started, and then we can start deciding on what we want.
Demonics did those audio quotes.
I suspect that Bastion's might be something like Big T likes it tiny.
Yeah.
Not being able to use Torm as it's probably
a but you can use T star star N.
True.
Yeah.
But that's Big T's easy. Big T's better. Mr. T likes it.
Or you could just have T. You could have T star RM because it could be Tom or Term or Term. There's nothing to stop you replacing the O with an asterisk.
Yes, Term.
Allegedly, not wishing to circumvent copyright deliberately, of course.
I think Big T likes it tidy's fine.
What would I say?
There's plenty, I'm sure. I'm sure there's plenty of garuches in it as well.
But Steve's is a proper one, and the only things I ever say are out of character, so it'll be like Lindsay says,
There's definitely some in-characterisms.
Fireball coming online! Actually, you can't use Fireball coming online, because that is an homage to Knights of the Dinner Table.
because Brian and Nat uses the same
plan. However, we can do Combat Wizard in a Scottish accent.
Or you could do Balazar.
Exactly, spelled Balazar. Combat
Maybe
Wizard.
Maybe you put those t-shirts with like a musical button.
You can get those little... Yeah,
wouldn't that be fantastic? No. Press my nipple.
Like those aliens. Balazar t-shirts. Kind of like a fireball
one
coming out.
One Balazar, the other one plays Combat Wizard coming online.
Press them together! Combat Combat Wizards coming online! Woo! Nipple rotation systems active.
You can have a Rat Bastard DM t-shirt.
Yeah, that's a DM club.
Yeah, we need that as well. So if we do the t-shirts,
I think you definitely need a Rat Bastard DM's club t-shirt.
If we do t-shirts, there'll either be five or six of them. There'll be one for each of the initial four characters, and there'll be a Rat Bastard DM club t-shirt on possibly one of all four characters.
We should have membership cards and everything.
Dungeon Majesty has membership cards.
We have four pictures coming from Helen's sister, which are of the four original characters. So with any luck, we can ditch them on t-shirts pretty quick and get them out.
Well, if you check hopefully university, who
hopefully in time for Dragon Maid.
That would be lovely. I haven't heard back about getting a table.
Neither have I. Don't worry.
I've emailed him a couple of times.
I haven't got the trades back yet, which I requested.
No, I think they're still sorting. So, I mean, it is only just September.
Their site got hacked by evil Brazilians.
It did get hacked.
Not the panty shaving kind.
The evil Brazilians.
The what?
Sorry.
What did you just say, you creep?
Sorry, it's
you mad fool. It's waxing Brazilian, not shaving.
Sorry. I swear I've been going wrong.
Don't they shave and then wax?
Fanny. I've never heard you say fanny before.
It's a politism, not wanting to use is that like the garrotism of cunt.
Yeah. Lady Garden.
Sorry.
Front like bottom. Lady Garden.
Garden of the flower-bowed goddess.
Isn't that AOL? No, that's what you're doing. Old Garden, sorry.
What, AOL's a cunt?
Not me.
That's me. It's Helen. Hi, Helen.
You're on my left. Girl.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. Hang
on. Turn it up, Helen.
Okay, I'll be... Go on.
We're all
the world's largest dungeoning right now, my love.
Actually, we're currently talking about Brazilians.
I don't know. I'll just check.
We're not talking about Ronaldo.
I'll give get an idea of how. What time do you think we're likely to be finishing? We don't currently know. Sometime this afternoon. later on. afternoon.
Possibly in the early hours of the morning.
Go on. Yeah. Okay, Pippin. I'll let you know if you finish before that time. Alright. Is your day okay?
It's going to rain, I think.
Oh, fantastic. Alright, I'll catch you later. We're just talking about anatomy. I'll catch you later. Yes, the bin's gone out at the front. No problem. Bye, cheers, bye, my love. Bye. That was Snack Girl, live and online.
What?
0898, 300.
She work early.
If we're still playing at a certain time, she might pop by.
Oh, okay, that's fine too.
I thought that the intention of today was to play quite a lot.
Yeah, it is.
So,
is Helen aware of that?
Yes, okay. She knows we're in for a long session.
Because I'm happy playing until like tonight.
A lengthy session.
I've given my day to it now, so. I'm
yeah, how? How are you doing? You're doing very well.
I need to go and to the bathroom.
They're allowed. Bathroom breaks are allowed. Bio break.
All that stuff in AOL was just commentary, and no, apparently AOL.
Unless they sponsor us, in which case they're very, really good.
They sponsor Twit, so maybe.
Yeah, that's technology. That's what they do. They don't
do
that.
Well, they have entertainment sections.
This is German.
Ward Garnes is what they call that. You know, you go to AOL and it's very difficult to get out of the AOL area. It has been. So it's what they call the Ward Garden. It's all the lovely things inside
AOL. Is that where they
take
the actual, as opposed to the stupid bland prison where they take the actual internet, lock it out, and just put the crap that they want on the inside?
We're definitely not getting any deals from AOL. Okay.
It was never terribly likely.
Once you head up into those multi-terabyte regions, you'll be sorry.
Yeah, you're in the dusty room. The next dusty room. Yeah. The door is not locked, as the rogue is downstairs on the loo.
Rogue!
You open the door! Several thick woolen blankets are lined up on the floor of this small room. The blankets are dusty and rotten. The walls of the place are painted with soothing green shade, but cracks have begun to appear in the otherwise smooth surfaces, revealing the dark bedrock beneath.
Hospital. I get
19 to look for shit.
There is nothing but shit in this room.
Hooray!
Mm. Oh, it was really funny. I told you about the thief said. Apparently, I went out with Sokka yesterday, and a job came through apparently the day before asking them to fingerprint a bucket of poo.
Fingerprint a bucket of excrement.
Yes, fingerprint a bucket of poo, and apparently the gentleman had stayed in a room for quite a while and didn't have a loo, so he'd been doing it in his bucket of poo, and they had to prove that he'd been in the room, so obviously he had to manoeuvre the bucket under his orifices, so they wanted to fingerprint it.
Well, at least it'd be the outside of the bucket.
They called the health and safety.
What do you mean, no?
They said no.
They'd only do the inside of the bucket. Oh, no.
Yeah. They called health and safety and said, no, we're not going to fingerprint a bucket of poo, because there's poo in the bucket. Can you pour it out? And Clean said inside of the bucket. And they went, well, no, because it might smear down the outside and get all the fingerprints. And they're like, right, we're not just not doing it. No, fine.
Now, if this is CSI, right, there'd be DNA analysis for that poo like shit.
There's no DNA in poo.
Well, there might be.
You
shed the flesh when you're on the way out.
It's not usable.
And most men have hairy bums. So.
It's not usable. Not usable for DNA analysis.
But don't they have the magic machines that use...
Yeah. Well, you just shine a funny kind of light on and it says, yeah, there's DNA in here.
I'm sure you can, DNA trace.
If you need to identify
apparently you only can if they're bleeding on the inside.
That's what a hair's coming up.
Would you like to search a bucket of poo for someone's ass hair? Really? Would you want that job?
Know. Would I want it? No. Would you have to do it because it was your job? Then
it's not serious enough crime for them to put on the full bio suit and rummage through someone's ass. That's happened.
How is it that I leave the room and the conversation's fairly alright and I come back and we're talking about exploring
the room? We were talking about cunt hair before you left.
We're talking about that.
I think, to be honest, I'm going to have to send an email to iTunes asking them if they can make an explicit flashing sign. Just for me.
Please.
Very explicit, yes.
Please be over the age of 18 when this
is. We've got explicit, yes, no, hell yes.
Hell yes.
Hell yes. Right.